Shanice, I love your smile. 12 past 8. Sylvia says, traffic frustration, traffic on Victoria Road, N2 crossing Somerset West. Ridiculous. I can understand authorities can't get to that scene and sort that out. It's been like this for ages. Thank you, Sylvia. Now, I've been trying to do the math, and it's been close on 25 years that him and I shared a show together. He'd come in on my morning show and be a part of an ensemble cast that set Cape Town on fire. And I've said that the second time this morning, and it's a bad thing because there's fires blazing. But literally one of the funniest men alive, and I've known him for this length of time. It's incredible. 25 years. He is a South African comedic legend. Kurt Schoenrad, good morning.
Wow. Yeah. That's quite an intro there. I'm a little taken back by that. I'm thinking, and you can't just say something stupid after that, you know? Like 25 years, we also have a big affection for the automotive space, both of us.
Wrist watches, cars.
Among other things. And the last time we were together, I don't know if you remember, we had a test of a little tiny rocket machine.
Oh.
And what a fantastic day out that was.
Spectacular. You literally, and I don't say this very easily, there's not many people that make me laugh from the get-go. You know, when you get to a level, I think, in anyone's career, where you know what you're going to do is going to make people laugh. Never mind the pressure that is, but for me, there's something so satisfying. It's like a wholesome meal that I come home to, I know I'm going to get, right? It's like when my mom or even Corona says, well, I'm going to make spaghetti for supper. I get this excitement, right, about that I know that what I'm getting is going to be something that I love. And I think that's important, saying that thing. And that is the thing about you and your comedy, is that if I come to see a show and I've come to watch you perform, I get this warm, cool, lekker, happy feeling before you've even said anything. You walk out on the stage and I'm already like, yeah.
That's a great thing to say about a comedian, bro. Really, it is.
And there's not many people, there are a lot of people that I laugh at and laugh with and find funny, but they don't make me feel that connected to the comedy before it's even been delivered, in the way that you do. I get this lekker sense and this lekker feeling about what I'm in for. And you've been able to do that and deliver and recreate and bring to life, life around you. And watching your kids grow up and then you sharing those stories of them growing up with the people that love and support you.
It's amazing how you hit the nail right on the head there without even knowing about it. Because this new show is actually, I speak about my dad a lot.
Wow.
Which is different because it's a little outside of my norm. Yeah. Maybe a little bit of perspective. I was at a braai one night with a mate of mine and he goes, my bro, why is that not on stage? That piece you just did about your dad, why is it not on stage? I go, but that's my personal life. It's not stand-up, you know? Yeah. He goes, nah, bro. There's three stories you told me about the time you almost killed your dad.
What?
I was convinced I hurt him really badly. But it was such an innocent 15-year-old thing. I wasn't concentrating when he tuned me, hold this up. So I'm going to tell that story. My dad is one of the funniest oaks I've ever met in my life. He was a very serious oak, but he also had a very adolescent sense of comedy, you know. He told me, you see this chain around my neck? I was about 10 years old. See this chain around my neck? I went, yeah. He goes, do you know what it's for? I said, no. He says, it's so that an elephant doesn't step on my foot. I said, but dad, we live in Mitchell's Plain. He says, see, it's working. That kind of thing. He'd have a very like weird left field sense of humor. So I talk about him a lot, you know, and I look forward to that. It's called Funny Side Up. It's a different take on the stand-up that I've ever done, you know, because for the longest time, you know how it is. I've done a lot of corporate stuff. I've done a lot of the development of comedy with the comedy club and the like. So that was nothing wrong with it, but it was funny side down.
Yeah.
This time it's funny side up. We're going to flip it around a little bit.
Listen, I love that. And I love the fact that, what does it feel like? Because, you know, to your point, you get into the system where you're established and you know that the easier, and I don't want to say easier because it's never easier, but the more, fluid
Yes.
Which is a great word. Path is to go and stay in that corporate world, because you know that A, pays the bills, that's great, but B, also you know that that the regulars are there, which is a hard thing in comedy, is to have the regulars, is to have the guys and girls that every year go, he's our guy, whether it's with this division or that division of what we're doing. Those relationships are gold. But to put yourself back out there again in terms of having a show that's just kind of back in this space, what does it feel like to be creating in that space again?
It's exceptionally exciting on one level, but daunting as because, you know, I don't know how it's going to hit. I don't know how where it's going to land.
Yeah.
But, you know, you test it out at little clubs and pubs and try little pieces out. And the responses I've gotten so far have been exceptionally good.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to putting it all into one show, and I'm very excited about it because I'm taking on some things that I've never taken on before. Like, I've never taken on politics in a show before.
Yo.
I've never taken on the political value. But, you know, it's become such a big part of our landscape at the moment, both locally and internationally.
And globally,
I mean, our orange friend over there, how can I not say something about that? I've got to say something about it, you know?
I want to talk more about the show. Kurt Schoonrad is here. We've got some traffic, and then Shaggy's It Wasn't Me. And then all the details you need to know about Funny Side Up. Don't go anywhere.
Just a reminder of those faulty traffic lights on Victoria Road, Fifth Avenue in Grassy Park, as well as De La Rey Street and Robert Sobukwe in Balhar, Van Riebeek Road in Kales River, and Jip de Jager and Van Riebeek's Hof Road in Balvol. The department is currently attending to this, but we urge you to treat it as a four-way stop. Thank you so much to Sylvia for letting us know of that frustration on the N2. This is, of course, inbound at Victoria Road. Every single day, there's always congestion in that or at that intersection. So we urge you to please be patient and keep to the speed limit. A couple of accidents that might also affect your journey, with recovery still underway on the N2 outbound at the ramp to Danafontein. A stationary truck on the N1 inbound at Service Road at Wingfield Interchange. The left lane is currently obstructed. It can cause a very dangerous situation, so we urge you to approach with caution. If I've missed anything, let me know on 0829 904 904.
This is yours.
I got my own one, baby. Shaggy, Ricardo, Descend. We're talking about technology now. Kurt's also, he loves technology as well. Kurt Schoonrad's here. Brand new show, Funny Side Up. Details are coming up. But Kurt and I, because we're shooting this, by the way, on our all-new Insta 360 X5. Huge thanks to Martin again, who's got some accessories coming our way. But I had loads of fun with one on the weekend, shooting content. And I was about to show Kurt what it looks like when you vlog on this device. Audio quality is outrageously good.
Yeah.
But we're shooting this content, and if you're watching this, Kurt Schoonrad's with us in studio as we talk all things comedy, and it's brand new and it's coming your way from Kurt Schoonrad. Stories about his dad, other bits of comedy, there's politics in there. It's also the very first ultra-inclusive show as well.
Indeed. So I've been part of the deaf community for a while.
Yes.
I've been doing stuff with him for about 10 years plus.
Yeah.
And Jabbar, the...
Jabbar!
So Jabbar is the guy that's going to be helping me out with the show. We're literally on the last day of the run, which is the 17th of May. The matinee show is an all-inclusive show. So we're going to have the deaf community over. We're going to have a translator on stage. And we're going to have as much fun with it as possible. I don't know where it's going to land. I don't think it's happened in this neck of the woods before. And I'm really looking forward to that particular show.
Jabbar, you mentioned him, and we've got to say what amazing work he does.
He does.
If there's any noise to be made from the deaf community, Jabbar is one of the biggest advocates for it. He will walk. He will take the cause to all parts of the Western Cape and the country.
He's a legend.
And he's such a legend. Good guy. Kurt, when does it run? Where do we get tickets? Tell us more, please.
Well, it's running at the Baxter from the 12th to the 17th of May, and you can get the tickets on web tickets.
Come
That's
on,
simple.
Get them now. 12 May, if there's still bucks in your account, the pay is earned. Go and buy tickets. Really, I can't tell you enough about to watch a show in that venue, and not just any show, but Kurt Schoonrad on that stage. It's going to be money well spent. Don't just buy tickets for yourself. Buy tickets for the mate that you haven't seen in a while. If you've got buds that you haven't been out with in a while, that is who you buy tickets for, and you take them to see the funniest Skommel Deluxe in the
There we go.
We haven't heard that one for a while. Cheers, Bruce.
He used to call me that 25 years ago on radio. I can call him that now.
And come and laugh like a young warthog.
Like a young warthog.
I look forward to the warthog giggle in the back there.
I tell you what, it's and I'm not even going to ask for freebies. I'm going to buy. I'm somewhere going to buy tickets to see this man.
Cheers, bro.
Cheers, bro. Listen, all the best, and no doubt it's going to hit the road. There are friends listening in Joburg all over.
Indeed,
it's going to hit Joburg.
Indeed.
It's going to go.
Indeed,
as legs will travel.
We will indeed, as baggage will travel.
Love.
And you know that the baggage is what we talk about extensively. So, but thanks for having me over, Brian.
I love having you here, bud, and you're always welcome. Janine says, 17th of May is my birthday. I'm going to see Kurt. Of course you are.
That's the business.
Kurt Schoon, right, funny side up. Thanks, my friend. And enjoy the run, and I look forward to having you back on the show soon.
Thank you kindly, sir.
Thanks. Now, I don't know if Abdul's there. Is Abdul there? I think he might be. Abdul, hi.
Yes. Hi.
How are you? Good morning. Is your son there with you?
No, unfortunately not. Oh. I just got a call from the guy.
Oh, man. Khalid is 7 years old and he says, please play my mom and dad's favorite song. I'm only seven, but they love this tune. So, Abdul, this is from Khalid for you, okay?
Oh, okay.
Lekker, buddy. Listen out.
Not a problem.